Nolte, Post-Election Ratings Disintegrate at MSNBC, CNN. By John Nolte on November 27, 2024. Since election night, more than 3 weeks ago, far-left MSNBC has lost 52% of its primetime audience, while far-left CNN has lost 39% of its already minuscule primetime audience. During this same time, Fox News has not only seen its primetime viewership increase by 24%, a full 73% of cable news watchers now tune into Fox News. A record, as CNN and MSNBC have seen their audiences collapse to record lows in primetime. Additionally, per Nielsen, since the election, Fox has been the most watched network in all of television in primetime, topping ABC, CBS, NBC and all cable networks with over 4 million viewers. Post-election night, the numbers are pretty much the same in total day viewership. Fox's numbers are up 32% with an average of 1.95 million total day viewers. MSNBC's total day is down 47% to just 497,000 total viewers. KNL has collapsed 33% to just 357,000 viewers. Watch, MSNBC gushes over Liz Cheney after Harris endorsement, tremendously admired. Unimpeachable. The all-important demo viewers in the 25 to 54 age range that set advertising rates have been absolutely abysmal for MSNBC and CNN. Post-election, MSNBC primetime demo viewers have bottomed out to just 63,000, while CNN is doing a little better at 92,000. For context, post-election, Fox's primetime demo viewership sits at a robust 382,000. Across the total day, MSNBC averages just 49,000 demo viewers. KNL attracts just 65,000, while Fox News pulls in a whopping 249,000. The best news is that MSNBC's execrable Morning Joe has lost 37 of its audience since those unbearable co-hosts announced that they had met with President-elect Trump the Friday after election night. This move, of course, proved that everything these two awful people had been saying about Trump for nearly a decade was bullshit. Hi, trusted viewers, all that stuff about Trump being Hitler wasn't true. Hey, don't blame us. It's your fault for believing us. It's pretty obvious we're a couple of mercenary weasels with no core beliefs other than our status, fame, and bank accounts. Since that fateful and widely ridiculed announcement, Joe and Mika have only been able to attract 618,000 total viewers and 49,000 demo viewers. Better still, a number of MSNBC shows, including Jose Diaz-Balart reports, 11th Hour with Stephanie Ruhle, Anna Cabrera reports, Chris Jansing reports, Katie Tor reports and The Readout, are currently hitting all-time lows in the demo. Watch, stick to the script. MSNBC tries to create narrative of normal Waltz, inauthentic J.D. Vance. From the Fox News release. Following the November 5 election, FNC's audience has risen 24% in primetime compared to year-to-date and the network now holds 73% of the cable news share as CNN, down 39%, and MSNBC, down 52%, have seen their audiences collapse to record lows in primetime. FNC increased its total day viewership increase by 32% compared to year-to-date. While FNC commands 3 million viewers and 382,000 in the 25-54 demo in primetime post-election, MSNBC has collapsed to 644,000 viewers and 63,000 in the 25-54 demo and CNN dropped to just 453,000 viewers and 92,000 in the 25-54 demo. Across total day, FNC has scored 1.9 million viewers and 249,000 in the 25-54 demo compared to CNN with just 357,000 viewers and 65,000 in the 25-54 demo and MSNBC's 497,000 viewers and only 49,000 in the 25-54 demo. Here are the stark post-election numbers. Total primetime viewers, 25-54 age demo. Fox, 3 million. Plus 24%, 382,000. MSNBC, 644,000. Minus 52%, 63,000. KNL, 453,000. Minus 39%, 92,000. Total day viewers, 25-54 age demo. Fox, 9 million, plus 32%, 249,000. MSNBC, 497,000, minus 47%, 49,000. Knlal, 357,000, minus 33%, 65,000. What suckers MSNBC and CNN viewers must feel like today. For a decade, both of those sleazy outlets assured and reassured their stupid customers that Donald Trump's demise was just around the corner. For months, those serial lying outlets told their stupid viewers Kamala Harris and her black girl magic would win the White House. She has the greatest ground game anyone has ever seen. Look at these media polls. Trump held a Nazi rally at Madison Square Garden. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed. Someone within 100 yards of Trump told a joke about Puerto Rico. And my personal favorite. Look at this poll out of Iowa. Maybe the ratings will bounce back. Either way, Trump's overwhelming victory humiliated his enemies who had all guaranteed their customers that what happened on November 5th would never be allowed to happen. And then Joe and Mika kissed Orange Hitler's ring. Feeling a little betrayed, eh? Suckas. Free, free, free for the holidays, an autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, between now and December 20th. After you've made the purchase, email your request to jmnolte@hotmail.com with an address and any personalization requests. For example, something like, to Rachel Levine, the sexiest man alive. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.